There was good news and bad news on Tuesday night about Tantramar's next major infrastructure project, a $4.6 million new fire hall for Dorchester. Consulting engineer Andrew Amos was at council to give an update on the project and issue an increasingly common warning: Trump's tariff war is going to cost us. The good news from Amos was that the design of the new building is 99% complete, and the project is on schedule to be built this year.
We should be ready to go to tender probably end of next week. We'll put it out for 3 weeks. The industry will ask for a one-week extension. We will give it to them. It'll close in a month. And that'll put us close to your next meeting.
An on-schedule project is especially good news this time around because in addition to committing to the new fire hall, Tantramar has also ordered a new pumper truck for the Dorchester Fire Department, and the $920,000 truck expected to arrive in 2026 will not fit into the old Dorchester Fire Hall. And then there's the bad news. The original cost estimate of $4.6 million for the new 9,800-square-foot fire station is now in question, thanks to actual and threatened tariffs imposed by the Trump administration.
So that is just thrown an enormous wrench into budgeting and into costing. Any building project of a commercial nature is essentially made up of two equal components, 50% labor and 50% materials. Of that 50% labor, nothing has changed. On the 50% material side, things have changed dramatically, not just with the tariffs that are in place to date, it's the threat of what they're going to be going forward. So when I started this presentation a week ago, the tariffs were at one position. And then as the week went on, it kept changing. And then this morning I got up, and then steel and aluminum had doubled. And then driving here, that got changed again. That uncertainty is now fully embedded into our supply marketplace for materials. So our light fixtures, our fans, our heat pumps, our electrical distribution, our ductwork, all these elements that have some component of materials, they are baked into cross-border issues and materials. And the impact of those tariffs is showing up in direct price increases and changes, but also in a fear and uncertainty by these suppliers.
Amos reported another wrinkle in Tantramar's plan for the new fire hall, which the municipality hoped would qualify for Green Municipal Fund support for a net zero design. But the target of the Green Municipal Fund has shifted, said Amos, and so he recommended abandoning the pursuit of that funding due to decreasing odds that the project would be successful. At the same time, that would also mean abandoning some of the more costly energy efficiency measures in the original building plan.
So I would reduce our capital cost by $350,000 to still give you a very energy-efficient building that still beats code. Right now, we beat code by 50%. If I took these things out, we'd beat code by 20%. That's still very good because, again, this is a very low-usage building. So the difference between 20 and 50% savings sounds like a lot, but we only turn the heat on when the building is active. We keep it at a low above freezing most of the time. When it gets active, we ramp it up. When it's vacant, we ramp it down. And it's not used day in and day out. So this doesn't use energy per square foot like this building does. So even though it sounds like, oh, geez, you're going from 50 to 20, well, that's not. No. It's a very small amount of money. When it was someone else's money, it was great to spend. If we were going to get $800,000 and spend $400,000, that's a good return on investment. But now that we're not, I would scale those things out. But again, you'd still have LED lights. You'd still have heat pump technology. You'd still have in-floor heating. All those bread and butter energy efficient savings designs would stay in. It's the more higher end stuff, the solar panels that have long, those would be gone. Other elements like that, we wouldn't do. As they become more cost effective down the road, you can re-implement, for example, the solar panels in. The roof will always be designed to have it, and I'll still run the conduit from the main electrical room to the roof so that all you have to do is literally pull the wire and add them on down the road.
The changes Amos is suggesting could come after the project is awarded.
What I would do is put the design out as is. Prior to award, I would sit with the low bidder or low bidders, a couple, and I would negotiate down some of these elements out of that are not as cost effective from a payback point of view on energy efficiency.
Amos recommended that the project stay on schedule despite the uncertainty created by the U.S. tariff situation.
Now is the time to go to market. Even though we're in the middle of this tariff discussion, it is still the best time to go on the market and see where the industries are. So my end recommendation is let's go to tender, see where it is. We're all going to be sticker shock when we do see the price, but we're to the deputy's very accurate, you still need a fire station. So we're going to have to do the absolute best we can in this economic environment to drive that cost as absolutely low as we can, which we will do collaborative. We won't take any space out of the building without consulting and get the direction from council, but we will explore every opportunity.
That's consulting engineer Andrew Amos, who has been working on plans for a new Dorchester Fire Hall. The project was expected to cost about $4.6 million, but the impact of the tariff war on supplies for the project means that cost could be much higher. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.